previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's consumer inflation is up very slightly. Following a revision of the data used to calculate the number, it's come in at 3.2% for the month of January, compared with an unrevised 3% the previous month. And that's exactly where economists polled by Bloomberg said it would be. However, it will add to concerns about the general trajectory of inflation, may give the Reserve Bank cause not to lower interest rates any further when they meet next month. In Cape Town, President Ramaphosa has opened the meeting of G20 finance ministers, placing the poor and the developing world at the center of the agenda. Ramaphosa outlined South Africa's four priorities for global financial cooperation, which includes strengthening disaster support and climate resilience, mobilizing funding for the just energy transition, addressing debt sustainability for the developing world, particularly Africa, and harnessing critical minerals to promote inclusive growth. However, finance ministers from some of the world's biggest economies have stayed at home. These include the US, China, Japan, India, and Canada, as well as the senior economic official from the European Union. As a result, say watchers, there's little chance of any kind of accord, and this also underlines the increasing irrelevance, they say, of the G20 as a grouping. The US also skipped last week's meeting of the G20 foreign ministers. Worth noting that SARS head Edward Kiesewetter, also speaking to the G20 finance ministers, repeated his opposition to increased taxes here. Kiesewetter wants more investment into SARS to collect an estimated 800 billion rand that's outstanding. JSE has suspended embattled ICT firm AO Technology with immediate effect. AO is linked to controversial businessman Iqbal Survey and has repeatedly delayed publication of its annual results to August last year. AO is also facing an application for its liquidation and has suffered a 99% drop in share price since 2019. This is the company in which the Public Investment Corporation sunk 4.3 billion rand in 2017 in almost certainly corrupt circumstances. The PIC was slammed by the Imparti Commission as a result. On the broader markets, the JSE All Share and Top 40 both closed up 0.7% last evening. London's FTSE the same. In New York, the Dow down 0.4%, the S&P 500 ended flat, the Nasdaq up 0.3%. Tokyo right now up 0.2%, Hong Kong down 0.7%, Sydney up 0.3%. The US dollar at 105 to the euro, the rand at 1846 to the dollar, 1932 to the euro, 2337 to sterling. Gold at 2,907, platinum 964, Bitcoin 85,191, and Brent crude oil just under $73 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.